stop. Come on, get your shots. Your boy will love you when you hot. Think how you gave me a shot. They say my dad thought I was shot. Took off and went straight to the top. They can't fit me, a nigga too hot. You need to stop living that life. You know we keep sticking like the shot. I know I be rich while I die. They won't respect you till you try. Hey.
Brother Smoke Podcast, welcome back. NBA trade deadline, 3 p.m. today. And first I want to say the dude Matt Barnes, what's his name? The guy that was traded like mid-game, Nick Barnes, I think. I don't know, but the Barnes guy, they played for Dallas, he got traded. Now, his agent and him knew before the game that it was a possibility. Like, he knew, like they knew about the, you know, what was going on. Like LeBron always trying to, you know, basically the guy got traded. And, you know, it was apparent that he didn't know anything about it. Like, they just traded him, like, during the game. Like, basically, he knew and could have sat out of the game. And if he wanted to, he chose to be there with his teammates. So, you know, that's kind of like, you know. And so, you know, LeBron chimed in and, you know, said some stuff. Like, you know him, like. Well, he was just telling those kids the other day, oh, best thing to do is stay off social media. But you stay on social media. Talking about young guys love social media, nigga. You love social media, nigga. Like you jump on social media trying to say you all loud and wrong. They did know what it was. And you just mad because you just mad. Like the only reason why people is fucking with AD, Anthony Davis from New Orleans, because they know that shit is some tampering shit between the Rich Paul dude and, you know what I'm saying, all in plots to help this bitch ass nigga LeBron get another ring before he leaves. Like, that's, you know what I'm saying, that's all that y'all done, you done stirred up this. If dude would have, if say it was like no indication that he was going or wanting to go there, this shit would have been straight. It would have never been a problem. Like, or like, if he would have like, you could tell, like that he was gonna get ready to ask to get traded, because like his it's like he's so vicious, and it's like he wasting his time. Like he not, you know, they just not winning. You know what I'm saying? So you knew it was coming. Like there was more talks about him still being there, why is he still here? You know what I'm saying? It was more talks about that. So, and then, you know, he could have done it a different way, like, and you can tell that he was tampered with. That's why they did what they did, because Cuz was genuinely with it, bruh. Like he was think about it, like young niggas growing up. They built solid, you know what I'm saying? A lot of, like Damian Lillard, Booker, like, them little young niggas, they built solid. McCullough, they built on the, man, I'm not leaving this team. I'm not switching on my, you know what I'm saying? Even though the other ones that do that, you know, people, like, they drop the real talk out of that, and they'll just be like, oh, no, well, he's smart, and he wants to get a ring, so he know what he doing. Like, and that's cool too, but like on the other end, like, you know, that's you know, like Damian Lillard is a big case of why a lot of teams, is why Anthony Davis was being a stand-up nigga like he was and staying with the Pelicans, because it's like, look at Damian Lillard, he over there struggling in Portland, you know what I'm saying? Like, they winning games, tough games, but they ain't got no chance of getting no ring. But he dedicated, like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, and I'm telling you, it's a lot of people that look up to that, like, you know what I'm saying? As a, everybody not on that, I'ma just jump ship to go, you know what I'm saying? So, and I don't even think that this is a situation like where they can't get nobody for LeBron, for somebody to come play with LeBron, so they gotta go after AD. I think, you know, he genuinely was a free agent coming, you know what I'm saying? He got the same agent, that Rich Paul dude, man, that dude be, that's the same little black dude that be sitting on the couch with him at those little shows and meetings and stuff like that. Like, that's like LeBron brother. So like, come on, man, like that shit coming straight from LeBron. Like they trying to figure out a way to get this man some help, because he may be they only shot. Like, I don't think that Kawhi wants to play. Their only shot is looking like, literally, if Kyrie Irving decide to leave us and go to fucking, and you know, and go, he can sign with whoever he want, and then decide to go to fucking LA, you know what I'm saying? You know, you'll have them two, and then they try to get one more person, and that'd be crazy if they do all that shit, and then the Golden State break up next year. And now they did all that shit for nothing. You know what I'm saying? Now everybody gonna be looking at them like, oh, you got all these people on one, you know what I'm saying? It's silly, man. It's silly, man. I honestly think Golden State is breaking up if they win. I think if they lose, like say somebody beat them or whatever, I think they coming back for sure. If they lose, they coming back. They gonna be mad as shit. They gonna come back if they lose. Like the best thing for the league is them niggas to go ahead on and win another championship. And that way they might be like, look, man, we got three. Steph and them, I have four. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, Steph and Draymond, I have four. And Klay, them niggas, I have four rings, cuz. You know what I'm saying? These two back-to-backs and then the one they won without KD, they got three. So this will be four when they win this jump. Like, shit, nigga, they on Shaq terms. Like, you know what I'm saying? Shaq got four rings. So, like, you might as well. Now they might be like, all right, you know what? These last couple years, I'm going to go over here. And you know what I mean? Like, those are your best chances. You know what I'm saying? Now, to me, I think the LeBron nigga fucked the L.A. Lakers up, man. I think he fucked them up. Like, if his bitch ass, if he would have just went somewhere else, or, like, he messed them up, man. He messed them up. Because all that young talent, you know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, like, them dudes was going to be good. Eventually, them dudes was going to be good as shit together, man. It was going to get hard. It was going to get hard to beat. Like, they was playing pretty good last year without LeBron. You know what I'm saying? Then when he hurt, you know what I'm saying? They was playing like okay. You know, they just, you know, the West is deep. It's hard to win games in that West, in that West Coast. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they was in the East, they would have easily been like a fucking 5 seed or something over there. Easily. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, they do have talent. And I think that core, Kuzma, Hart, Ingram, and who it was, that's one more, I think. Or Lonzo. Like, I think that four was like, I think that was like a match, man. Like them niggas was gonna be some great Lakers, man. I'm telling you, like, and now all this shit about to get blown the fuck up for this nigga LeBron, man. For like just for like two quick years, nah, man. In about two or three more years, them Laker niggas, when they like say like when they in like year four or five, like this is fifth year. Like when they get to that, man, them niggas was gonna be tight as shit, man. The Kuz nigga, I don't even lie, I ain't gonna lie, I don't like that nigga, I don't like the Kuz nigga, but I'm gonna give credit when it's due, like, that Kuz nigga, he tight now, in about 4 years, he gonna be sweet, man, you know what I'm saying, and then, the Lonzo nigga, you know, he gonna get better, I don't like him either, and Ingram, I think the Ingram nigga vicious, you know what I'm saying, he alright, 4 years, he gonna be way better, you know what I'm saying. The Zubiak, they had five niggas. They got five strong-ass players, man. They got five strong players. And, like, they about to get rid of all of them to try to, like, Now, I mean, I guess it's a good joke. I guess it's a good exchange, because then even when LeBron leaves, then you'll have AD. But could you imagine them niggas with AD, like that core base with AD without LeBron? Shit, that shit probably would have been sweet. You see what I'm saying? LeBron, like LeBron don't fit with everybody, man. He don't fit with everybody. Like what I tell you about that suit shit. You don't see that shit. That shit that you don't see that. We ain't at the playoffs yet, but like I said, I don't, like with this core, I don't even think that they probably fuck with him. But they some young niggas. Case in point, the other day, Boogie Cousins dunked on Kuz. So when the camera turns, you got Google it or something. You know, Boogie Cousins dunks on Kyle Kuzma. Look it up on YouTube, and then try to find Kuzma face when he got up off the ground. Like the look on his face was like when a nigga like saying when a nigga saying when a nigga like be playing basketball and a dude try to cross you over, and then he get the woo, and you looking like, boy, what the, you know what I'm saying? Like, why wouldn't he, like, that's the look on, you know, and that right there tells me everything I need to know about that Kyle Kuzma nigga. Like, man, he in his mind, he probably like, man, bro, them niggas did a diss record against each other, bro. They probably be laughing. LeBron is a old, like we old heads to niggas that's 21 and 22. If you 34, nigga, you are old head. Like, they looking at, man, they like, bruh, yeah, you great and all, nigga, but you know what I'm saying? And like I said, Lonzo did say he was a big LeBron fan, but, you know, but that's probably because he's a pass-first guy, too. So, you know, that could be what it is. But, like, I really don't feel like it's a dominant effect. Like, even with the older players in Cleveland, like, how they was, like sunning to him, you know what I'm saying? Like here, I don't think it was like that, especially like off the court, like, you know what I'm saying? Like I think all those the little shit that LeBron, you know, the shit coming around LeBron, like when they was losing, he was like, oh man, I ain't gonna lie, I almost lost it, like shit like that, like saying shit like that, like nigga, what? What was you talking about, nigga? Like, they probably, you know, that I'm pretty sure they wasn't taking that shit like soft-ass Tristan Thompson and J.R. Smith and, like, not saying J.R. Smith soft or whatever, you know, but, like you know, he older now, so he, you know, he probably got genuine love for LeBron, so, you know, they've been together for years. Oh, but, like Rodney Hood, them niggas' mind, they, you know, they minds probably old, you know what I mean? But these niggas, they like kind of like alphas. They probably like, man, whatever, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know. I think LeBron coming to LA was like the worst. I think LeBron coming to LA was like the worst thing that could have happened. Like, I really feel like they would have been set more for life with keeping them niggas, and then maybe if they was able to sign, what did they give LeBron, like $150 million or something like that? So if you gave LeBron $150 million, then you could have got them same pieces you got, Rondo and, you know what I'm saying, whatever, and then and got you like a regular nigga, like, you know what I'm saying, a nigga that wasn't even, you know what I mean, like made a trade for like a, you know, like a 80,000 nigga or something, you know what I'm saying, and been straight, let them niggas grow, man, like that, like. The Lakers tickets was still selling. Y'all, they trying to get into contention right now. Fuck no. It's not going to happen, man. It's not going to happen, bro. It's not going to happen. But I don't know, man. Like, what's the sad part is, you know, they got till 3 p.m. to make the deal. So if they don't make the trade, then what's gonna happen for the rest of the season? Like, I think they're 27-27 right now. Like, you think this team is gonna muster up to be able to beat Golden State? I don't even know where they at in the standings. But if they was to crawl into the playoffs, you know what I'm saying? They would have to make a push after the All-Star break, of course, where they probably had to win these couple games before the All-Star break, and then make a, they gonna have to, man, they gonna have to go probably like, they gonna have to win probably like if they got 28 games left, they gonna probably have to win like 25. Like probably just to make maybe the 7th or 8th seed. So that means they gonna have to play Golden State first in the, come on, man. Like, if I was them, I would shut LeBron down for the rest of the season, man. I would shut him down because he gonna expend a lot of energy just trying to make the 8th seed to get put out. Come on, man. Like, they, like, I'm telling you, man. I don't know. Like, and it looked like they divided. I'm talking about LeBron sitting at one end of the bench, and the rest of the players all sitting together. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas like, bro, they not fucking with that nigga right now. Like, man, this nigga came over here and fucked up my career. I wanted to be a Laker for life. Damn, now this bitch ass nigga came here, and now they trying to trade me and shit. I was the Kuz was like, they, everybody, every nigga, every Laker, you could talk to every fucking Laker fan, and they'd tell you they love Kuz. Now he's gone? He's like one of them, like the main nigga, like shit, cool, like nigga, the directors is starting the phone call off like Kuz, Ball, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he like the first name, nigga. The Josh Hart, oh man, bro, them dudes was gonna grow into some hoopers, man. They definitely shot niggas, because everybody was saying, who the fuck they gonna get the shooting from? Shit, they proved us wrong. They hit threes like shit. But I don't know, man. Like, we'll see. We got till 3 p.m. today to see, man. But man, I'm gonna tell you, if they don't make that trade, it's gonna get sad as hell, man. It's gonna get sad as hell, bro, if they don't make that trade, because, like, what if they never be able to piece it back together? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because then it's like this. If they make it past today, then in their minds, they're like, okay, well, we got to the end of the season. So it's like, do niggas want to muster up and, you know, try to get something done before then? You know, try to make it, you know, make this little playoff run and woo. Or, like, I tell you what they not gonna think, and that's, let me ball the fuck out and maybe they'll keep me. Shit. That is what they know. That's what they know ain't gonna happen. I'm gonna tell you that right now. That's what they know ain't gonna happen. So, yeah. You know what I mean? So, I don't know, man. Like, we got to see Boston, LA at 8 today. Beat LA. C's up.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.